A woman named Grace used to sit right up here, and her combed hair was tinted with cigarette smoke. And a man named Arthur used to like to sit back by that post, always with a suit jacket on. And Florence sat in this chair here, usually wearing purple. And George liked to sit toward the back. They're just some of the people who used to be here and are gone now. The seats that you sit in, each of them, you share with generations of people. Choir members long silent sat in these pews up front. And most of the ministers who have served this congregation and stood here are silent now too. We are at the meeting place, the place where all those lives, all those names and faces that were here are gone but are still here. I like to imagine that they look in on us from time to time on Sunday morning, listening to our singing, delighted to see your faces and your costumes on a day like this one. I imagine that they are so pleased that we're here, that we are the future that they tried to imagine. And here we are trying to imagine a future. This is what we remember at the end of every summer season. What is gone and what is still to be meet here in you and me. This morning, this sanctuary is a meeting place for generations. It is also a meeting place for the creativity that keeps moving us between the generations. We are still surrounded by the gift of art that was created by a group in town who are trying to imagine a more just future. And during this service, our children will be using these pictures as inspiration for making their own drawings for hopes and dreams. And those drawings will be invited up forward and around the edges a little bit later in our service. I think that most children have gotten a piece of paper for that creation. And if you haven't, please find Lindsay Jean so that she can, at the back of the sanctuary, so she can help you participate in that meeting of this moment and our future. I invite you to join in singing hymn 52, Sweet Fields of Autumn. Lindsay Jean will light our chalice this morning, and if you have brought photos or mementos of your ancestors, this is a time to bring them forward to our table. We take up an offering this morning, like every Sunday morning, for the future. And it is always a gift to the past as well, because I do imagine that our ancestors are watching and are so pleased we're here. And just being here, doing what we do, is a gift to those ancestors who hoped for so much. And here we are. As we pass the baskets this morning, I invite you to do two other things. Well, really three other things. One is to write down any joys or sorrows that you would like to share this morning and bring them up to our Tree of Life bowl, and I will read them aloud later. I also invite you to light candles for a memory, an ancestor, a hope for the future. There are our usual four bowls of candles, and I've added one more up here on the table. There are many candles to light this morning, I think. And I ask you to take this time to settle into this moment, this meeting place of past and future, this time with our ancestors, to just be in this moment, breathing, held by this company of faces we can see and by a cloud of witnesses all around us. The morning offering for all of the ancestors and descendants of this congregation will now be received. Now we will take time to speak the names of the people who are our ancestors, whether those are spiritual or biological ancestors, from Martin Luther to your beloved spirit animal. We are inviting all the spirits and all the names into this circle. We all meet here. And I have put the water from our water gathering Sunday into a bowl here. And as we speak those names, Lindsay Jean will drop stones into that water just to show that our community, our gathered best intentions holds these lives, these names, these stories, even when we're not remembering specifics anymore, it's still rippling through us. Now, it may also be true that you have ancestors who you do not wish to invite in. I know I have spiritual ancestors, at least, who I don't want to invite into vulnerable space. And this is a time of reckoning. And you are surrounded by some fierce and loving souls, both living and dead. So this might be a time to invite them. Make contact while you have good company around you. Or you can allow this company, living and dead, to protect you from malevolent spirits. That is part of why we wear costumes on this holiday, to protect ourselves from malevolent spirits. So let us take this time to listen for the names. Listen to the silence between the names. Listen for the unspoken who are still here in our hearts. Let us listen for the ancestors.
Thomas Francis Hayes.
Marion
Lee. Eleanor Moon. High
school. Francis and Alma
Elizabeth.
Mary Poppins.
I invite you to say the words of a blessing. I'll say a line and invite you to say the line back, and then we'll sing the blessing song together, and those words are printed in your order of service. Bless my ancestors, each one. Bless the quiet and the dark. Bless the mystery and the moon.
Bless the mystery and the moon.
Bless these hands, this face, this heart.
Bless these hands, this face, this heart.
Bless what I know and what I don't yet know.
I accept the blessings of the past.
I accept the blessings of this earth.
I accept the blessings of this earth.
And let us sing together this blessing of this earth. Nancy will lead us, and the words are printed in your order of service.
Thank you.
I have for you these few joys and sorrows that you have put into words on paper. They are the blessing and pain of living on this earth. And we hear these knowing that this room is brimming with other joys, other sorrows, other things that are transformations we can't even begin to name yet. Francine and Rebecca Chandler want us to know that they have an amazing opportunity to move into an amazing old house built in 1747. There's some ancestors in that house. To live with their father and grandfather, not only will they inherit the house, but they will inherit many years of memories with him. Someone else says, "My mother's memory is on the cliff, soon to ship over the edge. This will be the last Christmas she remembers who everyone is." Pat Yasha says, "Malcolm Weatherby and I thank the many folks at Fuse for cards, calls, visits, emails, and yesterday special music. We feel loved and want you all to know how caring you are." Nissa says, "I am glad for how many people have commented on my costume." It's a fine one. Delia says, "My joy is that quarter one of school is over, and I get to go to New York and watch my mom run the New York Marathon." Joy for new glasses and going to celebrate a friend's birthday. And this one has a wonderful drawing on it, too. Someone says, "I sorrow for those souls who died by their own hand." And Holly says, "Joy for music everywhere, all the time." I invite you into a time of meditation, a time to hold together these joys and sorrows, the ancestors who are with us. Children are invited to go to the back and get a felt-covered stone to hold in their hands if that will help with the sitting still of meditation. It's good to be grounded and soft at the same time for meditation, and these stones help us do that. And we have a lot of stones here today, and so if adults also need a little extra grounding on this day, we may have some extras at the back, and we definitely have some extras at the front. If you would like the weight of a stone in your palm as you sit for this meditation time. After our moments of quiet together, a song will begin. Breathe in and breathe out. And you are invited to join in that singing or just let the song wash over you as you continue to sit. Let us listen to the voices of the ancestors, to the whispers and the shouts and the silences. Let us listen for wisdom in between their mistakes. Let us sit where the breathing in and the breathing out meet. We will invite our children who have finished or finished enough their visions of the future that they would like to hang up this morning to come right up front. We have adhesives and helpers, and we'll hang some of them up front and some of them around the edges. And while those hopes and dreams are being distributed around us, I invite you to sing our chant again, a blessing for the future. A long time ago, there was a girl who lived on a farm with her parents and her two older brothers and her grandfather. It used to be his farm. Well, I guess really it still was his farm, except that he couldn't do all the work anymore. And so this girl helped collect the eggs from the chickens, and her parents took care of the goats and the sheep.
And there was cheese to make and wool to clean, and there was an apple orchard. They were all busy. The girl's grandfather would take her with him out to the apple orchard so that they could see the blossoms in the spring and the apples ripening and then eat the apples in the fall. She loved how gentle he was, and she loved that he was interested in what she saw in the world. And he taught her to whittle. Do you all know what whittling means? Whittling is when, if you have a little knife like this one and a piece of wood, and you carve things into it. Now, some people just do it to pass the time and sort of make a stick smooth, but after a while, people sometimes begin to make things with their little knife and their bit of wood, maybe a spoon, maybe little animals. So the grandfather and the girl would whittle together. They had that apple wood, for one thing. And she had learned to make spoons. One was just a tiny one, and one was a great big one for scooping up the applesauce. And he had made her a family of sheep and made himself a walking stick, which he leaned on more and more. And one long winter, her grandfather died. And the girl cried. She didn't want him to die. But he did. And she was mad at everyone for a while. And she wouldn't go out to the apple orchard. But she did tuck the little family of sheep under her pillow and held one while she slept. And one spring morning, after she collected the chicken eggs, she went out to the apple orchard. She didn't really mean to, but there she was, by one of the old trees, and there was a stump next to it. And she remembered stopping there once so that her grandfather could rest, so she sat down there and missed him. And there was a nice thick stick on the ground right in front of her, a nice size for whittling. And it had some little bumps in it that made her think it looked like it wanted to be something. So she took it home and put it on her windowsill for a few days, waiting to see what it wanted to be. And after a while, she decided that the stick had a face in it that wanted to come out. So she got out her little knife. She worked at it. She'd never tried to whittle a face before. And it was a little lopsided when she was done. But she was pretty sure it was her grandfather's face. And so she took it down to dinner that night. And everyone passed that little carved face around. And everyone started to cry, because they all could see that it was grandfather looking out of that little piece of apple wood. And her sweet eldest brother, who looked like their grandfather, went out into the kitchen and found a golden cord, piece of golden yarn that they'd kept because it was gold. And he wrapped it around and around the end of the stick where there was a little bit of a branch left still, and tied a knot and hung it around her neck so that that face hung over her heart and she could walk around looking out at the world with that other face with her. She went out into the apple orchard a lot after that and whittled. She made birds and then a sheep. They were a little lopsided too. A dragon, a rose, and many more faces. And she didn't know who any of the other faces were, but maybe they were her great-great-great-great-grandparents looking out at her from that apple wood. We have some golden cords here this morning, and we are going to connect our ancestor pictures to our future vision pictures with some golden cords. So I invite you to sing that blessing of the earth song one more time. as Lindsay, Jean, and some helpers connect the past to the future. Some of the future pictures won't have known the particular people in the ancestor pictures that they get connected to. That's how it goes with past and future. They're connected, and sometimes we don't even really know how. Please join in our blessing song one last time while we draw the golden cord of wisdom so that everything is connected. We don't always get to see it. Often we can't feel it, but that golden cord is there, connecting us to everything. I invite you to sing our closing hymn, hymn 411, Part in Peace. You too are connected to the golden cord. It's with you always. Please join in our unison benediction. The words are printed in the order of service. Go in peace.
Speak truth. Give thanks each day. Protect the earth and all creatures, for they are alive like you. Care for your body. It is a wondrous gift. Be gentle with yourself. Live simply. Be of service. Be guided by your faith. Here.